In his living room overlooking the Gastineau Channel in Juneau, Ricky Tagaban is spinning wool and wet cedar bark together on moose hide. The process joins the fibers together, creating something called warp, which will give Tagaban's bags their structure. With a big celebration cultural event just a few days away, Tagaban still has several commissions left to fulfill. Those finished pieces vary in size and intricacy. They all begin the same way, as cedar bark softening in a crock pot.
Cooking it is kind of the longest part. And then I soak the bark in hot water and spin it with the wool, and I have to wash it and groom it. And that part, that's called grooming your balls. And you have to go along and cut all the fluff. And that's all before weaving.
Tagaban is weaving in the Chilkat tradition. The textile technique is passed down through Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian families, and there are strict rules guiding its practice. Created on an upright loom, Chilkat uses abstract shapes and patterns inspired by nature. Much of what's known about Chilkat came from the late master weaver, Jenny Clinat. Juneau weaver Lily Hudson Hope has been practicing both raven's tail and later Chilkat weaving since she was a teenager.
I feel like the traditions and the rules and the taboos are set there, and they're there to protect us.
One of the taboos in Chilkat is to never place a human hand in designs. Another is to always cover up your work after you're finished. But the one that applies to Tagaban is that men can't weave. But Hope says there is one exception.
We don't know why it started or where it started, but when Jenny was teaching my mother and other weavers in 1986, she would scream, "We don't teach men. I don't teach men. We don't teach men." And then she made the exception that if they're funny, and she said, "If they're funny, I teach him." They're funny in the way that they're two-spirited.
By two-spirited, Hope means gay. In the summer of 2010, Tagaban was invited to learn from Clinat's apprentice and Hope's mother, Clarissa Rizal, because he fit the tradition and was identified as someone who could carry it forward.
I was asked to learn this style of weaving because of my sexual orientation, and it's a native art form. So learning this and practicing it and really identifying as a weaver has reconciled my nativeness and my gayness.
Since learning Chilkat, Tagaban's work has become more elaborate and experimental, incorporating more modern materials like shotgun shells. This spring, Tagaban was awarded his second Rasmussen grant, and one of his iPhone bags appeared on the red carpet in Los Angeles at the GLAAD Media Awards. Hope thinks it's exciting to see the way Tagaban has brought Chilkat to new audiences.
He's taken an ancient art form and put it in the hands of the masses in a way that's revolutionary. We don't have to wait for celebration or for cultural gatherings to share our art form with other people. It's not just for Tlingit people or just for Haidas or Tsimshian. It's like, if you like this and you want to wear this, come have some. Come get it.
Back at Tagaban's home studio, he lets me try on a pair of leggings decorated by deer hooves. They're a work in progress, an old world object with a twist. Embedded in the traditional Chilkat pattern is a small patch of geometric raven's tail weaving, a hybrid design that's just beginning to gain acceptance in Chilkat. For Tagaban, harmonizing both aspects, the modern and traditional, is important.
It's cool to have like a really specialized skill. It's also kind of a lot of pressure. It's not that we're saving it, it's just that we're holding on to it while we're here.
The leggings are almost finished. Tagaban just has to sew sea otter fur to the tops before he can see them danced at celebration. In Juneau, I'm Annie Bartholomew.